Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. The 2023-2024 Wildcats girls wrestling season will get underway on Thursday at the Fort Dodge Scramble. I sat down with Newell to discuss his thoughts on last year in the first year of sanctioned girls wrestling in the state of Iowa, and his program going into year two. Looking back on last year, the 2022 to 2023 girls wrestling season in the state of Iowa and for your program, how would you say last year was for girls wrestling around the state and for your program?
Around the state, it was really cool to see kind of the growth from the first couple of years that we've had a program. And then this past year, the tremendous growth around the state, going from about 800 wrestlers to over 2,000 wrestlers is awesome. And I think that it shows that Iowa was more than ready to have girls wrestling sanctioned.
As far as girls wrestling in the state of Iowa, to see that level was able to attain last year, what does that do for you as a coach, your program?
To me, it shows that there is an alternative for a lot of times, there's girls out there that really aren't necessarily back in a high school sport during the wintertime. And I think it's a great option for girls just overall. It helps so many different aspects of their daily life. Wrestling is a sport where you step out there and it's just you versus your opponent. You don't have anybody else to rely on. It's something to go out there and grind, a 6-minute match out against an opponent, win, lose, or draw. You learn a lot every match.
The schedule this year, much more filled out. What are your thoughts about this 2023 to 24 season for your program with the schedule?
I'm excited. I think I got us into some different tournaments than we were in last year. I think a little bit more different competition. Last year, I felt like we were running into the same teams over and over, more competition. Then at the end of the season, what that does is it gives us more common opponents and it allows us, potentially attain higher seeds when it comes to regionals and the state meet. And so kind of set it up to get us out there a little bit more. There was a couple tournaments that I would have liked to enter that were already full, but we'll see if we can maybe get into those next year. And one of those schedules that challenges, we've got a lot of newcomers and a lot of familiar faces, but we also lost 7 seniors, trying to find the girls to fill those spots and then reload with the girls that we have coming back, see where we end up.
Speaking of some of those returning letter winners, although you do lose the 7 seniors, who are some of these letter winners that are going to be coming back that you're looking forward to having here in this 2023-24 season?
We return 3 of our 4 state qualifiers, so that's a big piece of it. That is Sophia Harris, Claire Whiter, and Brooklyn Robinson. Having those girls coming back, kind of being the anchors of what we've got going on, and then we've also got 6 seniors this year, so we've got a lot of girls that have seen a lot of mat time. Those girls, those seniors, and then Brooklyn, we're going to look to them to be our leaders, both on and off the mat.
Practice room, seniors have done a great job stepping up, and even the first or second year kids that are out, they're picking it up pretty quickly, and we're making a lot of progress.
What type of leadership do those seniors provide in the wrestling room and with this program?
Being a male coaching a female sport, they're the ones out there demonstrating the moves. The seniors that have been around a while, they know kind of what I'm looking for when I want the moves demonstrated, and they just jump right in. And honestly, they've hit some of the coaching points that I've kind of left out. Seniors have jumped in. They've given those coaching cues to the new girls, the middle schoolers, and they're doing an awesome job. I'm super excited to have them lead the team this year.
With practice starting last week, what are your early thoughts here after what you've seen through the first 2 weeks of practice so far for your program?
I'm really excited. We've got a lot of faces, but the new faces that are there are names that people have probably heard within the community, within other sports. We've got some overall athletes that are giving wrestling a try, didn't necessarily fit into the basketball mold or, into the other stuff, and they wanted to give wrestling a try because they saw the fun that the girls were having last year. They saw kind of what it meant, some of those girls, to be a part of something bigger than those.
Are there any newcomers that have really caught your eye in the early part of practice?
I think top to bottom, we're going to have some newcomers in the lineup. We'll have a 100-pounder. We should have a full lineup all the way through all 14 weights this year. At 100 pounds, it's nice to have Claire Dielman come out. She's one of those names that people have heard a bunch in sports, and she decided to give wrestling a try. And she's taken to it real quick, and she studies. She's super smart. She's physical. And that's something that I'm really excited to have as part of the team. Other newcomers, we've got some freshmen that are coming in that were wrestling for me the last couple of years as middle schoolers. Elena Detman, Brooklyn Cooner, Bethany Hanlon. Got a new
wrestler this year, Gracie May, the lower weights, and, you know, all of the freshmen that have come in, they're doing a great job. And then other girls that'll help step in that are first-year kids, kind of that 140 range, E.C. Olsen, Mia Schluter, Gracie Lyons in there in the mix at 125, 130, somewhere in there, and it's exciting. I'm excited to see what we do this year.
The season begins competition-wise next week in Fort Dodge with the tournament. What has been the message to the group going into this first tournament of the year?
You know, one of the things that the last couple of years that I've really preached at the beginning of the year is wins and losses will come. All I want when they step out on that mat is I want them to have the attitude and the effort of a champion. Wins and losses happen the way that they happen. We always learn when we step foot on the mat, but the attitude and effort of champions is one of those things that you have to have in order to be successful.
What excites you the most about this 2023-2024 wrestling season?
I'm just excited to see the growth that these athletes have been making from as they've come up through the program. Now I've got two seniors this year that have been out. I've got girls that weren't real sure last year that gave it a try, and I'm just excited to see the growth that's happened all the way through.
Well, appreciate you taking the time here, Coach, and want to wish you best of luck in the 2023-24 season.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.